This episode is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy the show.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from our fair city's glorious history. So listen and remember. Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
The policies covered by Heart Life are all part of the Heart Life family. In this way, all policies are connected, from the vice presidents in the tower to the PWCs in the waste pits. They're like cousins, distant, distant cousins. And who knows better how to take care of you than your family? Now, every family has its dysfunctions, its reunions ruined by a raving, drunken uncle, the joy of Exclusion Day dinner tempered by a young niece's radical politics. But in times of true disaster, a family comes together. The ant catastrophe was just that, a disaster mitigated only by the quick thinking of our infallible board of directors. The company put its arms around everyone it could save as quickly as it could. But that disaster mitigation has consequences. Those who were beyond the reach of Heart Life's loving embrace at the time of the disaster were left to fend for themselves outside.
Damn garage clickers broke again.
Hey, computer! Let a fella in! Do the biometric scan thing and open the doors before I turn into a mansicle.
Policy, please place your head
on the scanning console. Yeah, I know. Hijo de puta, que frio!
Please recite your policy number and name. Policy number 99906 Epsilon. Name, Von Hoggins. Simon.
Entered and voice print confirmed. Policy number 9906 Epsilon. You are not cleared for entry.
Well, thank you, computer. Excuse me?
Policy, the corporation is happy to inform you that you have been temporarily furloughed because of reasons. Please enjoy your time off in the wilderness, where it is dark and there are wolves.
Hey, what? Come on! You gotta let me in! Can't just leave me out here to die! Hey!
Fine. See what I care, stupid security system.
Like I wasn't prepared for this.
Turn off the engine. Gotta conserve fuel. Got my adventure pack in here somewheres.
See how you like it, Heart Life Corporation. I got all the life I'll ever need right here.
Been pinching field rations off those stiffs for the past 10 fiscal cycles.
Oh, slugger. Leastways I've got you out here to protect me from the Woken or giant raccoons.
Maybe I can make a life for myself out on the tundra, far from the prying eyes of the company. Kill me a wolf or two, wear it like a suit the way Henderson did. So plush. Maybe I'll shack up with that Roosevelt gal. Make her my ice wife.
Your ice what?
Hi, pretty little woman I have never spoken to or thought about.
Is something the matter with your vehicle? I noticed your vocalizations from the 15th floor.
Nothing's the matter with my vehicle, dammit, but the system won't let me back in. Which, never you mind, I will carve a living for myself out of this tundra somehow. Put snow-packed canteens on the manifold to turn them into meltwater for starters, and maybe hunt down some wolves with my bare hands.
I had not asked how you intended to survive in the freezing cold, but I admire your attempt to do so. And I shall do that from a comfortable distance. Goodbye and good luck.
Wait, no, door up! Please, I have no idea what I'm doing. Please, let me come home with you.
Mr. Von Hagen!
You know my name? She knows my name!
I am aware of you and your habit of leaving me bottles of mushroom wine.
I'm so clumsy, just keep dropping them off the back of the truck.
And your habit of staring at me as you drive in.
You're right above the garage. I must be staring at the garage.
I assure you, I have no desire whatsoever to mate with you.
I don't... Oh.
I am in no mind to be pair-bonded with another human at present. And to be frank, you are an omega male of the species.
Ouch. Look, I promise I won't creep on you, okay? I can't sleep in the tractor or I'll freeze to death.
I suppose not. You are conditionally welcome to join me in my home.
Oh, thank you.
Until such time as you are able to re-enter the city, whereupon I will ask you politely to leave. I will also ask you to leave, less politely, if you make another feeble attempt at a mating display.
Well, that part's up to you.
Farewell.
Oh man, no, I'm sorry. I can be so quiet.
Oh, very well. Come along, Mr. Von Hagens. I'm sure I have some mugwort left. I'll brew us some tea. This flavor is called Torquay, you said?
Like on exclusion day, with the candles and the ticker tape and the jug of Saul's finest.
The taste resembles burnt feathers.
Right? Hey, where's your enormous dog?
Emerson is out for walkies. He should return to the domicile any hour now. He's been out quite a while.
You're not afraid to let him go out alone?
I'm not really afraid of anything anymore.
Are you all right?
Oh, I am just great.
I like your house. Love what you've done with the... What is that thing exactly?
It is called a sapling, an infant tree. His name is Alan. One day, when the snow recedes and you and I are long dead, Alan will still be here. His trunk shall break the roof of this little house, and his branches will stretch out and embrace the sun.
Like how the clawed hands of the Woken will burst from the earth!
Sure. Why not? Wait. Do you hear that? It's... Emerson! Oh my gracious, what has happened to you?
That don't look good.
Emerson! No! No, no, I can't lose you! I can't lose him and you! Emerson, please!
Miss Roosevelt,
please! No,
miss,
no, no, no,
it.
No!
Dora!
No.
Dora!
What?!
Calm down is what I was gonna say. Look, he's bleeding pretty bad, but he's breathing, all right? Don't smell anything weird, so his organs are probably okay.
What do you know about medicine?
I handle corpses for a living. I have a pretty good idea of what does and what does not kill folks. Figure critters work about the same way. Now let's just both be calm and work this out. Save this animal's life. Okay?
Okay.
First, we have to stop that bleeding. We need a tourniquet. I'm commandeering this tablecloth.
You're not using a tourniquet. He might lose his leg. Just put pressure on the wound.
That's arterial blood. Look how bright it is. He'll bleed to death if you just dress the wound.
Very well.
Maintain pressure.
I know what I'm doing.
Do you?
I've read about it.
I've done it.
On corpses?
Whatever.
For many tense minutes, Dora and Simon perform their field surgery on Emerson. Remember, Policy, you do not know the complex secrets of the body, human, mole, or otherwise. Under no circumstances should you attempt to provide anyone you know with medical attention. Without the guidance of a registered HeartLife heart care facility, you will kill them. It is only a matter of sheer luck that Dora's animal survived.
The bleeding stopped. We are out of the proverbial woods.
Good. Now what's that thing in his mouth?
What? Nothing. Teeth. Get your hands away from there.
Here, Emerson. It's okay, buddy. It's just me. Spit that out for me, please. Yep. Yep. It's okay. That's not nothing.
He let you put your hand in his mouth?
What is this thing?
An ant person's antenna.
Ha! Ant people ain't real.
I did not mock your belief in the Woken dead.
Yeah, well, have you ever seen an ant person?
I witnessed a great stampede of them in Old Hartford.
I stand corrected, miss. I'm sorry.
You're forgiven. And thank you for helping me save Emerson's life. The ants have never come up to the surface before. Not like this.
Something must have happened in the city. We gotta get there before the ants eat everyone.
If that were the case, that would be a pretty miserable outcome, yes.
So come on! Let's you and me go save everybody! Expose the truth about the ant people!
Is your desire to be a hero rooted in your dissatisfaction in being an Omega male?
Is your scientific detachment a front for your deep and obvious grief?
Well,
I've seen it in Lomi, and I see it in you.
Ah, yes. The wounded mole.
At least she fronted by being cheerful. Look, you know science things. You've seen those ant monsters before. Maybe you can do some good for a change. Save some lives, like Neil, maybe.
We will need to find their queen.
To kill it!
No. To analyze it.
Which may include killing it.
No promises. When Emerson recovers, we will set off for Old Hartford and make our way into Heart Life through the ant tunnels.
I'll get my adventure pack from the tractor.
A sound plan.
What is that?
This tool, Simon, is called a machete.
Oh, sweet. It and Slugger can be battle friends.
Has it got a name?
It doesn't need one.
Oh my god, so badass.
There is nothing bad about my ass.
No, I meant it's cool, the machete.
You promised you would not creep out on me.
That's not what I was trying—
Your words, Simon.
Policy, seek out the embrace of your Heart Life family. Remember, you cannot do it alone. No policy should ever undertake personal projects outside the scope of her work assignment. It is bad for productivity and deleterious to the morale of other policies. We shall follow Dora, Simon, and the dog Emerson on their fool's errand. But whatever happens, take no lesson from it. Listen to your family. Do as you're told and huddle close. As the story of our fair city continues.
Loyal Policies, this is Heart Life's executive producer, Jeffrey Gardner. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Our Fair City. If you did, take a moment, tell a friend about the show, Facebook it, tweet what you enjoyed, make some art and put it up on Tumblr. We love all of those things. If you want to support the show, you can donate your discretionary credits to Heart Life through our website. Just head over to ourfaircity.com and click the donate link. As always, thank you so much. We really couldn't do this without your support. And stay tuned in 2 weeks for an episode unlike anything we've ever tried. Really new stuff going on. We're really excited to share it with you. So check that out. And as always, we'll see you in the tunnels.